Coach, if you would, we'll start with an opening statement and we'll open up to questions.
Well, I was disappointed with the effort today. It goes back. We look like a very poorly coached team, and it starts with me. Right from the very opening series offensively, I mean, we can't even take the play call into the huddle without screwing it up. And then we, had guys misidentify fronts. But it's stuff that was disappointing. And I think, Clemson's a good football team. I give them credit. They got some really good players. And it just kind of compounded, at least the kids fought. I thought they came back and fought in the second half. It would have been easy to quit. And they fought, but we've got ways to go. We've got a lot of freshmen we're playing. And some of it is that, and some of it is the older guys aren't playing well either. So it's a combination. We really don't have anywhere you can rely on. You can't count on the offense for sure. Can't count on the defense and special teams either. So it's really frustrating.
Have you seen a special teams kind of – I mean, you've had four straight meltdowns in special teams in games.
No, I have not.
And it seems – it's, I guess, two of the same thing, the snapping thing, but then also just other stuff too. Is there anything you can put your finger on? What's going on with that group?
No, if I could put my finger on it, I would fix it. But, one's just snapping the ball. We got that fixed. So hopefully we'll have that fixed moving forward.
Switching out.
Yeah.
Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to run your offense when you've got negative yards all the time.
Exactly. And we had so many negative yardage plays. For us, we need to get something established running the football, and we couldn't do it. They were kicking our tail inside. And that's older guys. And some of that is not just the offensive line. Some of it is the B-backs not cutting back inside when the two goes to a three and the three, So I got tired of watching that, too. I just got to go back and work on it and try to get better. And we've played some pretty good football teams. I think if you look at the combined – records of the last four teams we played, they're probably about 19 or 20-3. And with a young team, not a good combination.
Same thing on the defensive front. Does Sean just have too much time?
The very first play, we miss a line, the third down play, and, they go 75 yards or whatever for a score, and we miss a line a bunch over there, too. But he's a good player, and their receivers made some plays. They made some back shoulder catches on third down, similar to what we did to them a year ago at our place. Our senior receivers made some back shoulder catches on third down. We've gone from being the best third down team in the country to probably the worst on offense.
You haven't experienced a four-game skid like this?
I've never experienced anything like this in my coaching career, being as inept as we are on offense.
I guess that's the thing that's the most frustrating for you is just people see that it's not working and you're seeing it's not working and it's not getting better.
It's one thing to be physically dominated, okay? It's another thing to not even give yourself a chance by doing the right things. That's the thing that's frustrating. There's nothing you can do about somebody physically is kicking your tail. But you ought to be able to fix the stuff that you do to yourself. That should be fixable.
How do you keep Justin's confidence up?
Well, he needs to play better, too. It's not like he's doing everything right. That interception was a very poor decision to start the game. And some of the lost yardage plays. So, he's a good player, but he's far from doing everything right, too.
With the offensive line today, how much of it was assignments missed and how much of it was just guys getting beat?
It's probably some of both. Truth be told, it's probably some of both.
With some of the, errors you're seeing and whatnot, are you noticing teams playing you any different than you
have? No, they're playing the same way. I mean, this team lined up, played the same way North Carolina played. It's no different. They played the same way, different players. And it seems like whenever we go on the road, we just self-destruct right from the very start. The last two road games, really, if you say the last three road games, mean, this was just like the Duke game. You get behind 19-3 and you self-destruct right out the box. And what happens, you ask about getting beat inside? What happens is right now we're not good enough when we have a negative play to overcome that, because we're not hitting any explosion plays or big plays. And so once we get behind, you know, it makes it extremely difficult. And, you know, we were trying to run some pass plays, and a lot of times on third down they were getting checked to runs. And, you know, the checks probably aren't wrong. If you could block the down guy, that would probably be pretty good checks. But then it looks worse when you can't block the guy, and it's like, so, you know, it's frustrating.
You referenced the third down percentages. You aren't getting any third and shorts anymore. Is that
– Well, you know, going in – we didn't have many today. Going into this game, we haven't made third and shorts. I mean, we haven't – we've just been horrible on third down, and it comes from getting – having continuity on offense and being in a rhythm and doing things, and we can't – it's like popcorn. You can't fix it. You know, if it's not inside – in the fourth quarter there, they ran a blood stunt. They got in a 3-4 defense, and he pulls the ball and pitches it. And we get a very weak art block out there, but the kid catches it and tries to run all the way around everybody instead of up inside. And when you do that, now it's second and 14 or 15, and you can't, you know, you can't come back. And that's just one example, but it's like over and over, you know.
There was one play in the second quarter, I believe, where Curse – came up to take Justin and make him pitch, and he pitched, and Curse tackled the ball carrier for a 3-yard loss.
Which is, which what happens, again, I remember the play you're talking about, it was the quarterback has got to get downhill and be a runner. You can't let the guy play too. But it's hard to get downhill when nobody on the inside sealed and all those guys are there. So it's just kind of, you know, it's just not that simple. There's a lot of things that are – a lot of moving parts that are going on. Now, the part that is simple is when you come out in the second half and you're going to load the guy who's the read key or whatever, and you just go flying down the field and block somebody else. That's on us. You know, it's on them, but it's on us. We got to coach better than that.
It seemed like Marcus Marshall was close to breaking a couple, and then he had the one screen pass that got tipped at the line. He probably scored.
Yeah, well, you know, that one, for what it's worth, that we caught him in a blitz there and had a screen call. He's got to get to where he can catch the ball. You don't just run inside. And that's why I say little things. If he slides out a little bit and catches the screen, it's set up pretty good, and we caught him in a blitz. We're not hitting any of those plays right now, because if we do get them called correctly, we screw them up.
You mentioned the misalignments. Was that because of the tempo or just not?
Tempo is... it's freshmen, and it's just guys misaligning. And you got to give – they got a good team. I mean, they made plays. I mean, they hit two or three long plays down the middle. We're in man-free coverage. We got a damn safety in the middle of the field, and they let them throw the seam route down the hash. I mean, should be a pick, you'd think, but it's not. So,
two more questions.
I'd imagine Lance Davis is maybe one of the few bright spots in the offense in terms of making a couple plays at least.
Made a couple nice catches, yeah. I don't know about the running game, but he made a couple nice catches.
This is just a snowball effect right now with things just kind of piling out of control for guys, like in terms of negative mindsets?
I don't know about negative mindsets. I think, honest to God, I think if you can try too hard, I think they want to do well. And it's like, it just creates more issues. And then when it started like it did, then it just snowballs.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.